sinners never die. They rot like me. Hello, my friend. My name is Jenkins Barretti.
Some of them might be good, but they are hockey songs. We'll do that right after the news, and of course, when...
Dini's stepmother, Joanne, used to babysit me. No nepotism in this Crown Corporation. A Certain Ratio, also from Manchester, and Shack Up, the 12-inch EP they released in 1980. ACR was a very slick band, and they thought they deserved a lot more success than they were ever credited for. They left Factory Records during the most recent shakedown at Factory. I talked a little bit about that last night. And these days, A Certain Ratio is signed to a major label. They've been touring around the UK preparing for a support tour. This next track is a new single from the men who run their own studio, Limited Vision, the scientists from Coquitlam. They are called Mauve, with help from vocalist Dean Russell. A new track from Mauve called Capital Heaven. We wouldn't have the name of the Canadian music industry. Tonight we listen to the music of the Real Statics.
Thank you.
From the 1985 cassette, Rio Statics and the Trans-Canada Soul Patrol, National Pride is the name of that track. These days, in the Rio Statics sets, it's become something of a rap song. It's hard to tell the story of the Rio Statics because there's so many stories, and they're hard to verify. Who, for instance, really knows what happened at the debut, at the Edge, back in the dawn of this decade? Did they even have all-ages gigs back then? And who can speak for the St. Valentine's Day Massacre in 1983 when the Rio Statics returned in triumph to their Etobicoke High School? I don't know, but if there was a book about the Rio Statics, I know the best way to read it. It would be to grab a slab of 7-Eleven pizza and flip her open to any page. Maybe you'd be at the chapter written by Manny Lee, or the one by Max Webster, or add a quote from James Joyce, or a drawing of a dinosaur by Martin Tielli. You'd take another bite of pizza, have another swig, flip past the maps of Canada with all the strange trails scribbled over, past the shot of four boys in their underwear, and you know, at this point, maybe you're not listening to any music at all, but you know that there's something in this book that you identify with, and it's more than a story about a collection of pop songs.
We'll be right back.
Curtis Mayfield's People Get Ready from the Rio Statics and the Trans-Canada Soul Patrol 1985 tape. The Rio Statics are myth makers. It's an old man's occupation, yes, but they've been at it since they were 17. There's two Daves, a Tim, and yes, there is a Marty. He was born in Italy. The rest were Etobicoke born, and they're strangely proud of it. Daves were not always in the majority here. The original drummer was called Graham, but Dave Bedini called the cops on him as a joke one time. He had a basement full of stolen stop signs, and the cops didn't think it was very funny. And there was a drummer named Rod for a while. He took off to become a motorcycle martyr. And then Dave Clark came in and with Dave Bedini sowed the seeds for the original concept of the People's Republic of Dave. For a while there was even a tenor saxophonist named Dave. So maybe it was actually Tim Vesely who brought in Martin Tielli trying to avoid a tyranny of Dave's. But Tim won't tell you because of the Rio Statics, he is the mystery man. In the beginning, anyway, there was no Marty. It was the Trio Statics with the Trans-Canada Soul Patrol, and they played stuff like covers of Play That Funky Music, White Boy. The Soul Patrol blew everybody away, but the boys from Etobicoke had no idea that these Reedsmen were actually borrowing pretty heavily from the Brooker brothers and not really paying the fines. Not that that's a problem with the Rio Statics, because Dave Clark borrows from John Bonham of Led Zeppelin all the time. But with the Soul Patrol, the Rio Statics released a cassette, and then they moved on. They were blowing around the country for a couple of years, talking about the things that they said they'd seen. They wrote songs actually about people that they knew, and Martin Tielli talked about his mom and dad in some of his songs. Dave Bedini wrote about Wendell Clark. From the new LP Greatest Hits, track called Crescent Moon. Before that, a track from the compilation LP For No Apparent Reason, which is also on Greatest Hits, of course, The Ballad of Wendell Clark, Parts 1 and 2. One of the many stories about The Ballad of Wendell Clark is that it was played in the Leafs' dressing room this year, just before the fifth game of the semifinal with Detroit, the one that went into overtime. The Leafs won that game, at least they did that night, after listening to The Ballad of Wendell Clark. The Rio Statics are getting a little tired of this song now, but it is a song that's built to last. Other bands are covering it these days, so that 50 years from now, someone might get curious about the hero after hearing the song and maybe want to know a little bit more. It's kind of what myth-making is all about. The Rio Statics never really took the Rio Statics all that seriously until a while ago. Fans took them seriously, but we're talking here about Canadian fans, not Toronto fans who didn't really know what to think. But with solid fringe support and with an uncertain middle ground at home, the Rio Statics came out swinging this year with their first LP, The Rio Statics Greatest Hits. Now they're getting commercial airplay as well as some college support, and they're still telling stories. On the liner notes of the LP, each song has a tale connected to it, sometimes connected tenuously, tangentially, mysteriously, even spiritually. Ideally, they say, with the next LP, they'll include an 8mm film with each copy, but I'd be very surprised because film has that uncanny knack of telling the truth. From the LP Greatest Hits released this year on X Records, Higher and Higher, a Dave Bedini song written in Ireland. Dave went there in 1985, intending to pursue some literary and intellectual interests, but of course was seduced by the landscape and the beer. The band always seems to be in the throes of some kind of seduction. The last time they were on Brave New Waves, Tim Vesely cut his final exam on the Canadian short story course he was taking just to sing on People's Radio. The first time they were on the show, Tim was avoiding writing his paper for U of T on Hegel's treatment of the Enlightenment. Tim should be a serious student, but he's always laying down the books for a ride in somebody else's Oldsmobile. And I think that that is the key to this great Canadian band. What puts all the pieces and stories and images and legends together is this concept of the boys from Etobicoke lighting out for the territories and knowing in their souls that some people never get out of their hometown.